Dat was uit de film Brainstorm, waarvan de muziek is gedaan door James Horner. Race for Time. Race for Time, 1983. En daarvoor Do Jammers Really Protect Against Drones, van het kanaal Daily Facts. 2025. Nee, die jammers die doen van alles, maar je kan best een veilige schuilplaats zoeken, want anders ga je hartstikke dood. Als je in plekken bent waar die drones worden ingezet. Dus een informatief filmpje. En daarvoor Doc Worm Miran met Behind High Walls, 1987. Je pleegt een misdrijf en je ontkomt moeiteloos aan de politie. Hier, en je luistert naar Patapoe Action natuurlijk. We moeten heel nodig weer eens iets van Basilia Mamani en Las Bellas Luzuras draaien. Sharapaya wordt het vandaag. Uit 2019. Basilia Mamani y Las Bellas Luzuras. Sharapaya, Patapu Action.
Thank you. vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat zij niet over de voorhoeden der voorzichtigen struikelen en verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Lekker koffie drinken met Becel. Becel voor de koffie is heerlijk romig van smaak en goed voor uw gezondheid. Geniet van een heerlijk kopje koffie. Geniet er onbezorgd van met Becel voor de koffie. Erg lekker. Becel, goed voor hart- en bloedvaten.
Ik gebruik altijd Robijn. Een erg goede wasverzachter. Met Robijn wordt alles weer net zo zacht en soepel. Robijn is niet voor niks goedgekeurd door de Nederlandse Vereniging van Huisvrouwen. En als ik zo'n kwaliteit kan krijgen voor zo'n lage prijs, waarom zou ik dan meer betalen? Ja, ik ben me daar een haartje betoeterd.
We are not alone.
Tonight, America is in grave danger.
So are you prepared to say on the air that you've actually seen people devoured by the stuff?
Oh, hell yes. And what's worse, I've seen what's left of them when the stuff gets through and comes back up.
Intellectual decay! Turn it off and rot your brain! Hey.
Stanley Putterman's new satellite TV has gone on the blink.
This dude's into metal!
I am Pluthar, here to save you.
In 1982, Crippen High School was the scene of a series of brutal, savage murders. The homicidal maniac who committed the crimes was never captured. Now, he's about to return.
Killer to the left!
The whispered word is vampire. The horror is real and very close.
What you must understand is that they are already dead. I'll fall before them, and you too will be eternally damned.
The seven golden vampires.
Take their hearts!
My brothers cannot survive another attack, Professor.
We've destroyed half their number. We know these creatures can die. Don't give up.
It's a fight to the death against the sevenfold forces of evil.
The man beyond bionics. 6 million light years beyond believability. Is he man or machine? Electronic circuits integrated with living cells in the living body of a man. Powered by nuclear energy.
My God. You think this operation is a cure for that kind of violence?
The operation has not been performed yet on a human being. It's extremely sensitive where the press is concerned. For reasons best known to themselves, they become overzealous where psychosurgery is concerned.
But with today's announcement, we take a major step to bring healthcare into the digital age, something that is absolutely vital. We got to do it. Moving from clipboards and fax machines into a new era of convenience, profitability, and speed, and frankly, better health for people. Under the leadership of Administrator Oz, we're officially launching the CMS Digital Health Tech Ecosystem. The system will be entirely op in, and there will be no centralized government-run database, which everyone is always concerned about. But I'm less concerned than anybody. I say whatever it is Apple, Google, Samsung, Amazon, OpenAI, Anthropic, Epic, Oracle, Athena, Health, Noom, and that's not a bad group of people. Wow. And they're the top people. We don't play games. You know, when you invite people to the White House, the top ones do it. That's a big net worth sitting in this room right now. Boy, oh boy, we better make sure the room is nice and safe.
The American Army's atomic gun on maneuvers in Nevada proved itself highly mobile in spite of its 85 tons. A number of these formidable weapons is being sent to Europe for NATO defense. Here's the first picture of the gun firing an atomic shell. Impressive, isn't it? And the gun has a range of about 20 miles.
Oh, fucking money! Motherfucker! Shit!
En overal vallen slachtoffers.
Nederland heeft de eerste aanval van de winter achter de rug. Bij de terugtocht heeft het er intussen wel even om gespannen, want het werd spiegelglad op onze verkeerswegen. Wie over de afsluitdijk naar Friesland glibberde, kwam daar in een verdrietig land terecht. Want de gemalen werkten er weer. En de aanhoudende regenval deed de rest om het elfstedenijs te laten verdwijnen. En in de groene weide in Leeuwarden moest men de inleggelden voor de tocht terugbetalen. Maar het verkeer moest een veel zwaardere tol betalen.
Du hast dein leven zelfs zerstört. Denn dein denken und tun richten zich gegen Buddha.
Du kennst doch die Krallen des Adlers. Aber mir scheint, wir haben nicht nur deinen Körper zerstört, sondern auch deinen Verstand. Alter Narr.
Glaubst du nicht, es wäre besser zu beten? Denn dies ist deine letzte Stunde.
Bullshit. One knot spots a flying saucer, and pretty soon everybody's shaking hands with little green men.
Gentlemen, what we have developed is, in essence, a half-man, half-robot. A very sophisticated combination of human intelligence and superhuman powers, which we are confident will result in the ultimate destruction of the enemy.
Oh, what the hell?
Oh, damn it!
Corbin, I'm gonna die!
Can I turn the radio on, Mr. Dixon?
Yeah.
Radio, I love radio.
Oh, wow, what is that?
Yeah. Oh, no, don't tell me that.
Yeah, here
you go. Please, no, turn it off.
Guten Morgen, Herr Hitler.
Autobahn.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Friedensmittel.
Go
all
fuck
over
yourself.
The country meet this
Go
challenge
fuck yourself.
Day today.
Go fuck yourself.
This man is like any other policeman anywhere in the country.
Daarvoor is nodig dat overal in de grote steden meer speelgelegenheid wordt gecreëerd. Daarvoor is nodig dat er meer jeugdleiders komen die zich het lot deze kinderen aantrekken en met ze op uitgaan. Er moet gezorgd worden voor gezonde ontspanning.
Like any other, except for one thing. He is blind.
This has been a public service announcement produced for the National Health Foundation.
Freytel Records presents 21 Great Deadbeats. You get the best of Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Otis Redding, Buddy Holly, Jim Croce.
It's the evening news with Charles Collingsmith, substitute.
Turn that thing off, will ya?
The nation is in chaos. Los Angeles. Boston. Seattle.
Listen, you worry about your problems and I'll worry about mine.
Across the length and breadth of the nation, on their rampage of wanton destruction, burning, pillaging.
Look, baby, you're with me.
Mind if I say something?
A son of a bitch.
At med school, I shared a room with an exchange student from a small town in the Carpathian Mountains. He used to tell
a
story.
Nachstürfall
Legends.
Der Gouverneur des Staates erwägt eine vorsorgliches Risiko einer Wasserstoffexplosion mit größerer Freisetzung von Radioaktivität nicht ausgeschlossen werden kann, wird eine vorsorgliche Evakuierung in Windrichtung bis zu einer Entfernung von 30 Kilometern vorbereitet. Am 1. April kommt Präsident Carter mit seiner Frau nach TMI. Im Kontrollraum lässt sich der als Techniker auf einem Atom-U-Boot ausgebildete Präsident die Lage erklären. Mit dem Störfall sind jetzt 1500 Personen befasst. Viele von ihnen aus mehreren Atomzentren sind über Telex und Telefon mit dem Krisenstab vor Ort verbunden. Die Wasserstoffblase im Reaktor beginnt kleiner zu werden. Im Nebengebäude hat man aus 220 Tonnen Bleiziegeln einen kleinen Bunker gebaut. Aus dem Sicherheitsgebäude wird Wasserstoff durch die Luft in den Bunker geleitet und in einer chemischen Apparatur mit Sauerstoff zu Wasser rekombiniert.
Welche Stiftschau? Ist das so gut?
Na, durch!
Open die deur. Open en vlug een beetje de kleine strotten af. Houd je bekken.
Rock and roll has got to go. And go it does at KWK. We're all through playing rock and roll records. This week is record-breaking week.
The obscenity and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man, his children, can be driven to the level with a nigger.
Teenage savages go wild in a juvenile jungle of lust and lawlessness.
That two-beat pattern is the music brought to the United States of America by the communist conspiracy to corrupt teenagers, and it's in every rock and roll number.
I think maybe I'll call his youth pastor, Jim Owen. Maybe he'll be able to remind Jeff what the Bible says about obedience.
Getting tired of hearing every evangelist we get in here come in and tell me how sinful I am. Last year it was, get your hair cut. Now all we ever hear is turn off the trashy music.
I've talked and talked to him about his music especially, but it just goes in one ear and out the other.
Mrs. Sims, kids identify so closely with their music that if someone attacks that music, it's a personal attack on the kids themselves. You criticize Jeff's music, he feels as though you're criticizing him. Do you watch soap operas on television?
Yes, but what does that...
Mrs. Sims, Jeff could scripturally come up with the same arguments for why soap operas are bad as you could for why rock music is bad. Rock music is one of the most difficult things a Christian young person must deal with. For to will is present with me, but to perform that which is good, I find not.
First, let's talk about nuclear radiation for a minute. In your lifetime, you will receive about 10 rems of radiation. A rem is simply a unit of measure, like pounds or inches. This is normal background radiation. It is very low level and is not harmful. It occurs naturally on Earth and is produced by mountains, by the sun, and even the bricks in your house. If you receive 300 rems of radiation in a single dose, you would have a high chance of losing your hair and getting some kind of blood disease like leukemia. 1,000 rems is a lethal dose. Now, back to our nuclear weapon. The radiation environment a little over a half mile away would be 400,000 rems, a very large amount. Very violent ground motions, a lot like earthquakes, are also produced. These are called ground shocks. Earthquakes cause natural ground motions. All of this damage can be caused from ground motions of less than 1 G.
Law
for our conduct made by representatives of the people and enforced by established means. We all know that there are many don'ts in the laws we make. Law prohibits what the majority decide is wrong. Law directs what is agreed to be right. Laws require you to go to school so that you and society will benefit. And laws provide the schools for you to attend. Thus, every day you come in contact with social controls, with custom, with moral code, and with law. Suppose this were you. What social controls affect you? Well, in your family, and your school, and your church. In your whole community, there are customs and moral codes which guide your actions.
Da ist etwas in den Straßen, etwas in den Schatten, etwas in der Dunkelheit, das mordet.
Ich habe die Aussage eines Zeugen, der beobachtet hat, wie die Jungs sie angegriffen haben.
Die beiden Halswirbel wurden gebrochen durch eine plötzliche Krafteinwirkung.
Er schlägt pausenlos zu. Und ohne Gnade.
Wie bringt er denn um?
Ich brauche Hilfe!
Nein, unschuldiger Mensch.
Ach herrje, ein wahnsinniger Cop.
Wenn der Killer ein Cop ist, ist jeder Polizist gefährdet.
Jede Stadt, jede Siedlung, jeder Platz war vergiftet von der ansteckenden Pestilenz. War eine Person erkrankt, vergiftete sie ihre ganze Familie. Und wer damit beschäftigt war, die Toten zu begraben, wurde vom Tod auf dieselbe Weise eingeholt.
Reichskanzler Adolf Hitler wird heute Abend über alle deutschen Sender sprechen.
Und während Städte und Gemeinden verwüstet wurden,
But still they hold out their hands for more, always more.
And you encourage them.
Well, I'm sick of their stench, of their misery, of their disease. So let them starve. Let them die.
Dana, we are waging a 21st century information warfare campaign against the left. And they are using tactics from the 1990s. They are holding tiny press conferences, tiny little rallies. They're screaming into the ether on MSNBC. This is what you call top-down command and control. You get the talking points from a newspaper, and you put it on the broadcast network, and then it disappears. What you're seeing on the right is asymmetrical. It's like grassroots guerrilla warfare. Someone says something on social media, Musk retweets it, Rogan podcasts it, Fox broadcasts it, and by the time it reaches everybody, millions of people have seen it. It's free money.
As long as there is danger that airplanes will drop gas-filled bombs, instruction in anti-gas measures will be an essential feature for nurses' training. I wonder if it is realized that in every country in the world, people are having training in the use of gas masks. Other countries have not stopped at teaching their soldiers. And while there is the danger of gas attack by aeroplane, we must do as they do. That is what he says. And if it is true that nurses all over the world are being trained to anticipate gas bombs from the air, it can only mean that much more work must be done for war in this, the worst of all its forms.
Tonight on Secrets of the Dead, 1918, a deadly flu strain circles the globe.
She sat down on the curb, she spurted blood, and she died the next day.
30 million victims are left in its wake.
Once that virus got into humans, there was nothing that could stop it.
Experts warn a similar pandemic could strike again.
It could be 10 or 15 million people dying.
The race is on to crack the genetic code of the virus. Can they stop the next killer flu? Secrets of the Dead.
Hi. Well, I'm standing up here on this gas. Because that's what this program is all about.
I make sure I get it and that everybody I know is urged to get it. It's important.
Well, I get it every year,
No, not from Shannon.
Me too.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another...
Stop your mother's making a noise and making a headache. And she put me to bed. And I wondered why she put me in her bed.
Wir bringen eine wichtige Sondermeldung des ratlosen Dienstes. Das Oberkommando der Wehrmacht gibt bekannt.
Vorsicht!
Everything's gonna
Reichskanzler Adolf Hitler wird heute Abend über alle deutschen Sender sprechen.
And now we enter the fantasy world of Walt Disney.
Welcome to hell.
That's the formula for family entertainment.
You go to hell! You go to hell!
In New York, masked flags leading 500,000 marchers in the greatest patriotic and military demonstration ever seen in this or any country. Dramatic, living symbols of America's solidarity, America's unity of purpose. Today, these troops march to the cheers of their countrymen. Tomorrow, they will be on their way to the far-flung battlefronts of the world.
Listen to the sounds of
nuclear weapons.
What in the hell are they doing in
the goddamn
graveyard?
Something wicked is coming your way.
All right. Yes. All right, anything.
Or nearby radiation.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Don't hurt me, I'll do anything.
You
want to say what you say?
Go get a
hell! And you have the opportunity to visit our pharmacy department. We have a registered pharmacist on duty to serve your needs at all times.
Hitler wird heute Abend über alle deutschen Sender sprechen.
They're gonna kill me! They're gonna kill me!
Destroy.
Die.
In these uncertain times, we are at a pivotal moment. 2024 in Bible prophecy. Here are four trends to watch for is more than just a sermon. It's a call to pay attention to the prophecies aligning with our world today. Every day we see signs from scriptures coming to life around us. As 2024 approaches, increasing number of backsliders in churches. The fervor many once had for the Lord has diminished. The love of many for the Lord has grown cold for the Lord. The church has crept into the world, and the world has crept into the church. Allow me to repeat this statement because it is a profound statement and a true statement.
What would happen if the Antichrist was already among us? Using the mantle of defender of the Christian faith to deceive millions. Is Donald Trump the Antichrist? What I'm going to reveal in the next few minutes is causing panic to religious leaders who are finally connecting the dots of Bible prophecy. The Bible warned that in the last days, a figure would emerge capable of deceiving even God's chosen. A man who would seduce the masses, who would present himself as light when in reality he brings darkness. Look around you. Are we witnessing the literal fulfillment of Revelation 13?
Come on, Barry, let's have some fun!
While millions of fervent Christians blindly worship a man who flaunts wealth, power, and boasts about his accomplishments, few stop to question, isn't this exactly how the scriptures describe the emergence of the ultimate deceiver?
What? How to make yourself throw up. Nothing beats the terrible, despicable, and stomach-shaking experience of vomiting. The urge to vomit can occur naturally. Often you've swallowed something harmful, poisonous, or simply gross. Throwing up can sometimes be a necessity. We'll show you some simple and easy ways to throw up. Let's teach you how to throw up with these eight methods. 1. The old-fashioned technique. Use your finger to vomit. Push your finger down the throat and keep doing it until it triggers the vomit. That disgusting solid liquid will come rushing out of your mouth. Get the feeling, vomiting. Believe it or not, this method works better than any other. Pinch your brain to the highest limit.
Backward,
and think
listen
about
for,
vomiting.
Oh Satan, move in our voices.
Oh, Satan, move in our voices.
So here's
how vomiting works. There's actually a vomit center in the brainstem at the base of your brain. It sends signals to your midsection, to the diaphragm and the muscles surrounding your stomach, and they violently react, propel the food up your esophagus, out your mouth, hopefully into a toilet or a bucket. And the thing is, the force is absolutely incredible.
And now for the news. Firefighters are back in the job this morning. They returned early today after union representatives and city officials...
$15 an ounce in Europe and declined $8 in New York.
Two gunmen assassinated a Turkish embassy official and seriously wounded another in a hail of automatic weapon fire on a street in Paris.
Today, six American Nazis and Nazi supporters pleaded innocent to federal charges that they conspired to set off explosives in the metropolitan area.
Three Malaysian Chinese were hanged here Wednesday for illegal possession of firearms, bringing to nine the number executed under Malaysia's tough security laws.
You queer.
What are you, fucking Tommy? You little scumbag! So never say fuck you to me! Fuck you! Fuck you! You little scumbag!
I'm going to have to torture you.
They're a bunch of commies. They're a bunch of commies. They're a bunch of commies. They're a bunch of commies.
I'll tell you who I am. As to whether or not you believe who I am or not is up to you. I'm from Kingdom Level Above Human. What does that yield? That yields immediately that the vast majority, say, cult, some religious radical, some blasphemous individual that wants to take advantage of people, you know, has some big bank account somewhere that they're taking whatever possessions that followers can get. I wish you'd show me where that bank account so that we could use it to get this information out. Everyone's quick to condemn. I mean, they don't even look see anymore. They just see a tiny little aspect of someone else and they quickly determine that they're so brilliant that they can judge it as being not what they're looking for, worthless. Sure. Some radical movement, some movement that certainly is beneath them. I'll tell you about a kingdom level beyond here, and if you want to go there, then you have to follow me because I'm the guy who's got the key at the moment. And it requires that you, if you move into that evolutionary kingdom, that you leave behind everything of human ways, human behavior, human
I am a supernova of excellence. I am ever victorious, powerful, magnificent. I am self-assured brilliance. Steeped in
I can smell your cunt.
I wonder if I can kick your ass.
In a state of hysteria.
Hey, lässt du dich auf einmal anscheißen, bitte?
Halt's Maul! Halt's Maul!
Ja.
Es stimmt.
Ich will euer Geld. Ich will euer Geld, weil Gott euer Geld will. Ihr sollt losgehen und eure Häuser beleihen, eure Autos verkaufen und mir das Geld schicken.
Das ist toll.
Dann halt dein blödes Maul.
Was willst du, blöder Arsch? Fick dich, du Scheißkack!
Oh mein Gott! Oh. Oh mein Gott!
Bist du etwa ein verdammter Kommunist? Hm? Bist du etwa ein verdammter Kommunist?
Hey! Hey, hören Sie mich!
Fick dich!
Fick dich auch! Du kleiner Drecksack!
Achtung!
Ihr blöden Bastarde!
Wie geht's denn so?
Arschloch! Du blöder Fettarsch! Kill ihn mal!
Ich hab vor nichts Angst, hörst du, du Arsch!
Ich töte Schweine wie dich, klar?
Fick dich, blödes Arschloch! Du blödes Arschloch! Du blödes Arschloch! Komm schon raus! Los, komm raus, du Arschloch! Du blödes Arschloch, komm raus!
Ich bring ihn um.
Ich bring ihn um. Ich werde jeden umbringen.
WZAZ, where disco lives forever. Disco lives forever.
Vorwärts, ihr Schweine! Du Schwein! Dafür wirst du eines Tages büßen.
Freunde, auf zum Kampf! Der Sieg wird unser sein. Wir haben noch nie eine Niederlage erlebt. Auch diese Schlacht werden wir siegreich beenden. Der Feind weiß, dass er unser tapferes Heer zu fürchten hat. Er zittert vor uns. Deswegen winselt er um Gnade. Tod und Vernichtung. Wir werden niemals ohne Krieg sein. Ich weiß.
Du kannst tun, was du willst. Ich bin ja nur deine Sklavin. Aber ich liebe dich trotzdem. Du möchtest die Erde beherrschen. Weil ich ihn liebe, aber das verstehst du nicht.
Ich verstehe nicht, was Liebe ist.
Nein, du kannst nur töten und weiter nichts.
Ihr werdet sie weiter foltern, wenn sie sich wieder erholt hat. Ich bitte euch,
ich bin so positief het weekend in weer gaan. Energie in het. En echt allemaal mensen die zeiden, wat is het verschrikkelijk wat hier gebeurt. Beschamend.
Only their courage and the instinct to live could carry them safely through the hell that lies ahead. The devastation of man and the mutations of nature gone wild. And somehow, they must endure this journey through the nightmare of what we once knew as Earth. Somehow, they must survive this journey through Damnation Alley.
We have invested more than $1.5 billion to rebuild our equipment.
Its problems have been corrected.
We have replaced every circuit.
Its technology has been perfected.
The new Delos is not only the most fantastic resort in human history, it is also failsafe.
And an incredible new world has been created.
Program the blast-off sequence. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition.
Welcome to the ultimate vacation resort.
Warum lasst ihr mich nicht töten?
Du wirst langsam sterben. Du wirst langsam sterben.
Tötet mich.
Eines Tages werden wir alle Länder erobert haben.
Und ich werde so lange Krieg führen, bis mein Volk und alle Völker der Erde
keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments. I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7:13-16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin. I will hear their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto that prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend in the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open every portal and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms and territories.
And let there be a breakthrough dat men later getuigt dat de regering wel heel erg voorzichtig is geweest, dan dat haar met oefeningen kans ook later verweten zou kunnen worden dat ze geduld had in een tijd dat waakzaamheid plicht was. Ik verzoek de luisteraars dan ook om wanneer ze straks hun legersteden opzoeken
even rustig te gaan slapen als ze dat op andere nachten doen. Er is voorshands nog geen enkele reden om werkelijk ongerust te zijn. En daarmee, geachte luisteraars, laat ik u over aan de verpozen die de radio u pleegt te bieden.
Vermetele onwetende, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Vermetele onwetende, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Maybe other kids are doing drugs and saying that you really ought to come along. Maybe they don't know that trouble will be staying, so you know you ought to sing this song. Just say no. To walk away from trouble, taking drugs is really not the way. Then never hesitate, just get out on the double, and you know exactly what to say. Just say no. Kids, your friends don't have any right to tell you what to do with your own body. That's something you decide for yourself. So if someone tries to get you to abuse drugs, don't waste time arguing with them. You don't have to say why you won't take drugs. Just say no. Just say no.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
En dan is de tijd rijp.
Glorie der mensheid.
Van grootheid, roem en kracht. Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met
glorie der mensheid.
Die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid, maak mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw gena. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na dit schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Kuomintang reactionaries for the long period of arduous work needed before a happy socialist society can be established. That is why we must constantly carry on lively and effective political education among the masses and should always tell them the truth about the difficulties that crop up and discuss with them how to surmount these difficulties. The young people are the most active and vital force in society. They are the most eager to learn, the least conservative in their thinking. This is especially so in the era of socialism. We hope that the local party organizations in various places will help and work with the youth league organizations and go into the question of bringing into full play the energy of our youth in particular. The party organizations should not treat them in the same way as everybody else and ignore their special characteristics. Of course, the young people should learn from the old and other adults and should strive as much as possible to engage in all sorts of useful activities with their agreement. How should we judge whether a youth is a revolutionary? How can we tell? There can be only one criterion, namely, whether or not he is willing to integrate himself with the broad masses of workers and peasants and does so in practice. If he is willing to do so and actually does so, he is a revolutionary. Otherwise, he's a non-revolutionary or a counter-revolutionary. If today he integrates himself with the masses of workers and peasants, then today he is a revolutionary. If tomorrow he ceases to do so or turns round to oppress the common people, then he becomes a non-revolutionary or a counter-revolutionary. The intellectuals often tend to be subjective and individualistic, impractical in their thinking and irresolute in action until they have thrown themselves heart and soul into mass revolutionary struggles or made up their minds to serve the interests of the masses and become one with them. Hence, although the mass of revolutionary intellectuals in China can play a vanguard role or serve as a link with the masses, not all of them will remain revolutionaries to the end. Some will drop out of the revolutionary ranks at critical moments and become passive, while a few may even become enemies of the revolution. The intellectuals can overcome their shortcomings only in mass struggles over a long period. You can't solve a problem. Well, get down and investigate the present facts and its past history. When you've investigated the problem thoroughly, you will know how to solve it. Conclusions invariably come after investigation, not before. Only a blockhead cudgels his brains on his own or together with a group to find a solution or evolve an idea without making any investigation. It must be stressed that this cannot possibly lead to any effective solution or any good idea.
Greetings and welcome to episode 202 of Active Listening.
This is The Final Straw Radio, a weekly anarchist and anti-authoritarian broadcast and podcast emanating out of occupied Soligi lands in southern Appalachia. We bring you voices and perspectives from projects and struggles all around the world, and you can find our archives, transcripts, ways to follow us, and support us at tfsr.media. In this midweek special, you may have noticed a change in our introduction. It's still a work in progress. We are still finding a new web host. This is because we're being forced to move our website from noblogs.org alongside many other radical projects, something like 10,000 blogs are hosted there. I'm not sure how many are based in the so-called U.S. But this is following the August 26, 2026 announcement by the U.S. State Department and Department of Treasury that designates the hosts of Noblogs, the Italian autonomous tech collective Audistici Inventati, a 25-year running project, as a specially designated global terrorist, and places it on the specially designated nationals list under Executive Order 13224. In this conversation, you'll hear a member of the Crime Think Ex-Workers Collective and Sprout of Sabot Media talk about the designation, the intended impacts on anarchist, anti-fascist, and other liberatory movements by the U.S. government, and what can come next if we're up for the fight. I invite listeners to check out the statement from CrimeThink, as well as the public letter awaiting more signatures and articles available on the subject from sabot.media, sabot.media, linked in our show notes. There's also a recent chat by Outlaw Podcast with Shayana Kadidal of the Center for Constitutional Rights on the legal elements of this subject that we're sharing a link to as well, alongside a list of RAD servers from RiseUp that could be helpful for folks looking for new web hosting homes for their projects. We hope you enjoy and are glad to be in struggle with you.
Thanks for having me on today. My name is Sprout from Molotov Now. My pronouns are they, them. I'm here today with the Sabo Media Collective. We're an independent anarchist media project based in so-called Grays Harbor, Washington. Sabo Media has been focused on movement reporting, rural organizing, trying to build rural-urban solidarity, autonomous infrastructure, building publishing tools. In this case in particular, we've been documenting the designation of Audistici and Inventati, reconstructing the collective's history. We did an interview with them in writing that we're trying to get an audio version of uploaded soon. And we've been emailing institutions trying to figure out who made this decision and what the fallout is going to be and trying to just follow up on everything that's going on. I want to be clear from the beginning that we're not affiliated with the AI collective. We don't represent them and we don't speak for them. We are an anarchist journalist covering an attack on an anarchist infrastructure because what happens to that infrastructure concerns all of us. Whether it's just them attacking anarchists right now, that sets a precedent that could be dangerous for everyone who uses the internet.
And I'm here in my capacity as a participant in CrimeThink, a 3 decades running anarchist publishing collective. For the purposes of this interview, any pronouns, and I'm excited to talk with y'all.
And this is exactly what I was hoping to speak to you all about is in light of the recent designations. Let's jump into it. So on August 26th of 2026, the U.S. Department of State applied the specially designated global terrorist label to 3 additional groups on top of the ones that they've already been listing out recently. These include an autonomous left web hoster in Italy, which is Audistici Inventati. And just so listeners know, if people refer to AI during this conversation, we're not talking about the so-called artificial intelligence. It's just shorthand for Audistici Inventati, as well as 2 groups that focus on solidarity with the Palestinian struggle for freedom and life and dignity. Would someone want to talk about these groups a little bit and just kind of say what they do and what connections they have, what the claim of the designation was?
The other two groups that have been designated are a British direct action group, Palestine Action, and the transnational Palestinian movement, Masabdia. And they're designated basically as, well, as part of the branding of all things Palestinian as being impermissible and you know, described as terrorism. I think it's significant that the other two groups are Palestinian groups specifically, because that's part of the branding of this entire move. Now, as various news sources have noted, those are both activist groups that organize specific events and so on, whereas the Italian group, AI, is just a web provider that offers a spectrum of services.
Yeah, while Palestine Action is a direct action network that targets companies and infrastructure connected to the arms industry of Israel, and Masar Badil, the Palestinian Alternative Revolutionary Path Movement, is a Palestinian political organization, they've designated both those groups through its own terrorism and material support claims. On the other hand, AI is a volunteer-run Italian technology collective. All they do is provide free web services such as email, website hosting, mail lists.